You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've got Peter Riddell in the studio and we're going to be chatting about brand new sulfate on the other side of this. It is Cyclone Part 2. You're on the BFM Breakfast Show. Such a strong track there, Peter. That is Sulfate with Cyclone Part 2. Kia ora, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm very well, thank you.
And it's a very exciting morning in the world of Sulfate because you're announcing something pretty big. What is that?
A new record.
Woo-hoo.
New record, September 10th, it's coming out.
That's very exciting. I still listen to the old record very regularly, so I'm super excited to have new stuff. We were just chatting off air about the fantastic cover for the new record, which features you and your bandmates in kind of like hazmat or like painters sort of get up, standing in a field with a cow. Where was that shot?
Ambry Farm.
Nice.
And I saw the lovely family on their Saturday mornings.
Very rock and roll.
And who was the cow?
Yeah, tell us, who was the famous cow?
Where did you find that cow?
Beautiful, beautiful brown cow alone in a field. We needed to give it some company.
Exactly. This is going to be a really cool record. It's called Crossing. Oh, no, sorry, God Zone, which is the first single is called Crossing, which we're going to be able to listen to this morning. Very exciting. Tell us a little bit about this project for you, because you work with these kind of ideas of like situation and space quite often in your work, and it's kind of in your lyrics, but it's also in that like massive tone that you make as well. Where was your brain at when you were kind of putting together these tracks for Godzone?
Well, I guess the ethos around Sulfate has always been this intensity through restraint and by doing a little bit less or leaving tempos a little bit slower than feels really comfortable. And through that repetition or through that like slowness, the trudge of it all, it becomes something which just becomes very intense and affecting to listen to. That was the idea.
Yeah. And the last record, you had a lot of these songs that kind of conjured up this quite heavy imagery. Like I'm thinking about Cyclone is a pretty good one. Then you've also got this, you know, bush. There's like beautiful, quite New Zealand, quite sort of raw, quite at the edge of something feelings and spaces that you're conjuring up. Godzone is quite an evocative title in that sort of sense as well, I think, with that kind of antipodean gothic flavour to it. Where did that kind of name come from for you?
I guess the main kind of theme of Sulphur, and particularly this record, is it's very New Zealand in nature, and it's very it's kind of a comment on how it's not the greatest. It's not the greatest. It's not God's own country. It's not like as beautiful as it's made out to be. And this this single especially is more of a variation on that theme about how we often get distracted, and we are sort of distracted by just how beautiful everything is, and we forget that we don't stand up for this kind of reputation that we have of being a moral compass on the global stage. It's kind of bullshit.
Yeah, totally. I think that's a really interesting thing, which is investigated, you know, a lot of musicians, a lot of artists investigate that, particularly Pākehā artists as well, trying to work out what the nature of being Pākehā in New Zealand is, what that means, and to hear it in this kind of big, bushy soundscape kind of way is quite a like visceral experience, I think. And anyone who's seen it live as well will kind of know what that feels like too. You have worked with similar ideas in Wax Chattels, which is your other band, but that must be quite a different process for you, because that is, I guess, you and Amanda doing a lot of the writing.
And Tom.
And Tom as well, of course. Sorry, Tom. doing all the writing together, whereas this is pretty a solitary project with your bandmates. Am I correct in thinking about that?
Or? Well, yeah, with this record, I wanted to get more input from the band members, and Harriet, who plays bass on this record, has been much more involved. In the last one, she sort of guested on a couple of tracks, but with this, it's a core band member. And so I think with this, it's still songs with the main ideas and themes coming from me, but it was trying to be much more of a combined affair when we were recording it.
And do you record this yourself? Have you been recording with other people? How has this project sort of played out in the studio?
This is the first record that we've made in the new studio.
Woohoo!
Nice.
So it's been very exciting. It's all been mixed by me and recorded by me. And I did quite a lot of recording over the last 18 months or so for various other acts. And so I think that's kind of made me a little bit better at my own material, which has been really nice to see.
Do you find it quite daunting approaching your own music? Because I guess there's heaps of challenges and you know, scary bits about approaching somebody else's project, because you obviously want to do it justice. You want to make the best sound for that person that you can. What is it like doing that with your own tracks? Do you feel it's like harder in some ways, or do you find it's more like no one has to look at you when you're doing it, so you can just get on with it?
I think it's liberating, because you don't have the pressure of shit, I didn't put that mic in the right place, or something like that, you know? It's like you have time, and because I was working out of my own space, I had time to play around with things a bit more. There wasn't any specific deadline other than my own deadline, you know? And so it was liberating, that fact.
A bit of an inevitable pandemic question, but has that affected your writing process at all, do you feel? Or is it just kind of like context that we're all in and you're just living through it?
Probably the latter.
Yeah.
I think this record would have happened either way. Mm-hmm. It definitely gave it some impetus, you know?
Yeah.
I remember listening to demos in that second lockdown, and we were living on K Road at the time and going for long walks around this,
ghost town.
CBD ghost town. And I was listening to things and I was thinking, this sounds about right.
Yeah, this is the vibe. This is the vibe we're going for. I'm really excited to hear this full record. It's coming out on Flying Nun. Very exciting stuff.
Yes.
And it's going to be on gorgeous green vinyl too. So it's going to be getting the full Flash record treatment. Are you going to be taking it on tour at any point? You're going to hope and get some of these songs out on the road as well?
We will be. Cool. We will be. to be announced at a later date.
That is all good. I just am happy to know that we can at some point see this stuff live. Tell us a wee bit more about Crossing. As you said, it's kind of about these complicated feelings of, you know, national identity almost, and how that rubs up against things maybe not in the way we'd expect. What made you want to write this song? What was the kind of catalyst for it?
Well, I guess the catalyst was when the treatment of the Uyghur people in China came out, and how New Zealand hasn't really changed as a result of these human rights violations, and it was pretty jarring to see nothing happen. And, you know, yesterday there was that RNZ piece on the food exports, and it was like, well, this kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Because all our
food goes over there.
It's very difficult to take a strong moral stance, and that was the catalyst, I guess.
It's a good catalyst, yeah.
But with this particular track, I wanted to get that distraction idea happening, and so I wanted to make it kind of expansive, that kind of feeling as if you're driving down State Highway 1.
Big mood. Nice. Desert road energy. I think that's the one. Yeah. -5 degrees, sun is setting. That's the vibe. Well, we better listen to this track then, Peter. Remind us again, when is the album out?
10th of September.
Fantastic. And I'm sure if you jump into your local record store, you'll be able to pre-order that one as well, or hit up the Bandcamp page too. So thank you very much, Peter, for coming in and speaking to us. This is your brand new track, Crossing.
Is a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.